Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I reckon they might be Giants as one of the hardest working bands in show business.
Seriously?
They just seem to have such a crazy output. If you think about most famous bands, it's like, oh yeah, we made 8 killer studio albums. And they might be Giants as like, we've fucking collaborated with everyone. We've made TV shows. We've done like 6 children's albums.
Yeah,
we've toured, you know, for years. We've done it. Like, they just seem on the hustle.
But I only know
constantly.
I'm not a big fan. I know they exist. I really only know Dr. Worm.
True.
Yeah,
that rules. They did. I think they did the theme song.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, for most bands, you get one of those, you know what I mean? And that's it. But they might be Giants are just...
But they, I mean...
I think they did, I think, oh, I could have this wrong, but I think they did one of the songs in the SpongeBob musical.
That would make sense.
It would. It's a perfect fit.
Yeah, that's
they could have done the whole show, I reckon, like written them.
What year do you think they were formed?
Oh, I kind of have a sense I might know roughly this, and it's a lot earlier than you think, like... Early 90s or mid 90s.
Give me a number.
1989. 1982. Fuck, even earlier.
They predate you. All right, and I got a really good one for you.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees. What year were the
formation?
Yeah, what year were the Bee Gees formed?
58.
Are you serious?
Oh.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Same year as NASA.
How did you do that?
It's just, that's trivia I've always got in my head, is that the Bee Gees and NASA started at
the same time.
Yeah.
Crack up.
And disco's going stronger than space. Now NASA's sort of like...
Disco's going stronger than space.
I know they don't think that they're battling it out for supremacy, but the way I see it, it's disco v space.
Bro, how... How do you calculate that disco is going better than space?
I'm listening to a lot more disco than I am.
There was literally a like rocket launch watched by millions of people last night.
Yeah, look at the BG streaming numbers on Spotify. That's like half of one song.
The only reason I like retain anything about the Bee Gees is because if you're doing CPR, staying alive is the exact rhythm you're supposed to.
Oh, really?
Compress, do chest compressions.
There's a really famous interview with Clive Anderson, who's a very popular British sort of maybe a Carson equivalent, but less quippy and more like sort of deep dive style interviews.
Original host of Whose Line, eh?
Yeah, I think he was. And they walk out. He's like sort of exchanging barbs or jibes, and the Bee Gees are sort of not really taking it, and they storm off.
Really?
Yeah, it's good stuff. And it's a really wonderful, because I saw Barb and Star visit Casa Del Mar or something. It's like a...
What's Barb and Star?
It's a 2021, it's sort of Austin Powers-esque. It's a Kristen Wiig film, and I can't remember the other lead. It's one of her friends. The people who wrote Bridesmaids made a new one, and it's these two women who live
it's
in like...
It's not Melissa McCarthy.
No, no. They go on this holiday to Florida, and the opening track is Barbara Streisand and Barry Gibb, Guilty. Do you know this song?
No, I don't.
It is a hot
track. Should we put it on?
If we can. Yeah. I can get it up for us right now.
Why the fuck not? I might be able to pump it through the thing so it actually sounds correct.
That would be even better. Like, it's crazy. It's an old Rose Matafeo staple.
Is it?
She used to play it a lot.
Rose knows a lot of like good songs that I never.
She knows
would have
a lot
before.
Of. She just knows a lot of just shit from lot. The past. Her, by the way, so long as we're here, her sitcom. If you're in the UK, Rose's sitcom Starstruck premieres on Sunday, April 25.
Ooh. Tell me more.
And you know you got to check it out. The trailer's up on Instagram now. It's a sensation. Her and Alice Sneden wrote it together, and I'm just so excited for them. It's going to be so good. But now, Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand. This is the line that Rose always says.
That's hot shit.
Yeah, man. It's real hot shit. How are you going, Tim?
What do you think about our... Because we always had a backup plan that if we couldn't make comedy pay the bills, we would get a radio show. Is that still on the shelf for you?
I'm not looking at getting a radio show anytime
neither.
Soon.
I would hate it. I wouldn't... Maybe I wouldn't hate it. There's certainly, worse things to do with your life. But.
Oh, absolutely. But it sort of... It represents a... shifting of goals, or like it's. I feel like
it admits defeat in an arena.
It wouldn't be fair to say that, but it just means that where I'm putting my energy and what I specifically want out of my life or a job is different than what I want now. I feel that pivot to radio.
You don't want to sell boner pills and car insurance in between playing Lady Gaga, my bro.
I want to sell boner pills and car insurance in between watching softcore pornography.
Yes. And that is the difference.
That is the Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery difference.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Friend Zone. That was all a cold open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a great pullback and reveal.
Yeah. 6 minutes in.
How are you going, Tim? Are you...
Of a 25-minute crisp Friend Zone.
You're putting a cap on it up top?
Yes.
Okay.
So that everyone knows what to expect and expectations are set. Also, you can see the duration time on it on the app.
How was your weekend?
Weekend?
It's Sunday.
Oh.
Where we are.
It's pretty irrelevant for me at the moment.
Oh, the day of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all wishy-washy. Okay. It was a 13-hour work day yesterday.
Okay. I mean, that's an answer, isn't it?
I guess it is. It's kind of... Zoe, my wife, is out of town, and I get very unhealthy work habits.
I see.
Just, yeah. Literally, the only reason I leave the house is to walk my dog.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that, are you
I got through a lot
yeah,
of stuff.
Are you productive in this time?
Big time. Hugely.
It's sort of... There are less healthy things you could binge in the absence of your partner.
Yeah, I didn't do any gambling while she was gone.
This time. Good on you, man. Gambling is fun, though.
It is. It is, undeniably.
You know, I might even qualify.
Yeah.
Gamble responsibly. Isn't it crazy? All these ads for gambling are on TV, and then at the end they're like, oh, by the way, you got to do this responsibly. Oh, thank you. Like having their cake and
it is
their cake.
It's a funny requirement that we have. Like, that's going to fix it, eh? Like, what does it do anything for any single person to have that message slapped on you? Gamble responsibly. Is that communicating anything to anyone?
No.
I don't think it touched the sides of a single person.
It's someone from the government is friends with a gambling lobbyist.
That's what it is, eh? It's like, no, we did something.
We can put a sticker on it that won't actually have any impact. And I'd say, that would be perfect. Thank you.
This message guy from our friends.
It reads as such. Hello, fellas. I'm a long-time listener of the podcast, but this is my first time writing. I had the great pleasure of attending your...
quote-unquote...
farewell live show at the Bell House in New York. And afterwards, you invited my friend and I out to a bar, and we shared a pizza and some funky lettuce. I'm the proud owner of the dollar store. We are your wife, you guys made, except for one letter, which was nabbed by another too-quick fan. The reason I think I'm so interested in your continued self-flagellation is because I work in musical theatre, often as the conductor of the orchestra.
Whoa.
That's fucking cool.
That's really cool.
I was, I don't want to undermine your job, but I feel like the conductors are taking a lot of thunder.
Fuck you, do not finish that sentence. Now go on.
I was at a live orchestral show recently, and the conductor took about 12 bows to every one that the orchestra got. And I was like, this motherfucker, these guys all know how to read music.
He's not even playing
anything. You're just pointing your... I mean, I assume he can play every single instrument in the orchestra better than the people playing it. And
why? Why do you think that?
Otherwise, why do they get all this glory?
I don't think they know how to necessarily play any instrument.
No, they've got to be able to play... You've got to be able to play one instrument.
Aren't they just like keeping time and sort of conducting the volume? Piano.
They're not conducting the... I guess they are, because sometimes they do big,
yeah, exactly,
exuberant gestures.
But I mean, it's written there on the sheet music, isn't it?
Yeah.
It
I mean, people, you. Yeah, that's right. Anyhow, you're doing important work.
That was so undermining.
We perform up to 8 shows a week, and from my vantage point as conductor, I'm watching the show, which means that over a 6-month run, I may watch it upwards of 180 times.
Fuck me. People forget that about musical theatre. To be involved with a show that's on, I don't know how they don't all go insane. It's relentless.
Yeah. You go a little mad and develop theories and imagine the vast unexplored lives of minor characters. You notice small bits of strange blocking. For instance, in the tour of Cabaret, there's a part where a character lights a cigarette and snuffs it out a short time later without ever taking a drag. This bothered me endlessly. I also would like to share some mildly interesting connections to the potty I've made working in theatre. In 1 year, I worked with 8 members of the original Broadway production of Cats across 5 separate projects.
Holy!
2 years ago, I worked on Susan Siedelman's musical adaptation of her own movie, Boynton Beach Club. She's best known for directing the Madonna vehicle, Desperately Seeking Susan.
Guy, does it, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but strike you as slightly odd that someone is accomplished as a orchestral conductor in musical theatre with a career this illustrious is listening to our dirty, tawdry little podcast?
No, God knows what smut high-end people like to entertain themselves with.
Yeah.
We are but a couple of grubby jesters in the extravagant life of this author. Dismissing Susan, but also, so this is in reference to Susan Siedelman, or Seidelman. She directed Boynton Beach Club, Desperately Seeking Susan, but also through a considerable portion of the first season, including the pilot of Sex and the City. Since my name is on this message, I'll include no further qualitative commentary on our experience together. Anyway, thank you boys for countless hours of entertainment through the continued American lockdown. This message is from late March, I believe, if the news is to believe that restrictions are easing in some parts of America.
Yeah.
And I got to say, watching it all unfold online, there's a real fucking pressure cooker vibe and energy. I tell you what, a lot of these countries that have been in lockdown for a long time are about to have the summer of their young lives.
It's going to be like a rest home, eh? Like, venereal disease is just going to sweep the nation.
Absolutely.
Do you know what's going viral? Chlamydia, an actual virus. It used to be hashtags, now it's just STIs.
You surely are absolute legends. Say my name, motherfucker, Nick. And if you care to, plug my original musical, Starborn, a disco odyssey. I told you disco's going
God,
strong.
Oh, my God, I'm writing this. Hold on, but how do I find it?
Starborn. So it's space.
For some reason, I'm searching it exclusively in the YouTube app.
Good on you. It's Starborn. Space and disco. Starborn, a disco odyssey. It's about a transgender hero in 1979 who must save the galaxy from the evil space witch Urethra, a drag queen sorceress hell-bent on enslaving all sapient life in the universe.
Do you want to hear some of it?
Yeah.
This is the prologue, and this is a live recording. It looks pretty cool. It looks like it's in a really upmarket kind of bar venue, like music bar. What's this person's name?
Nick.
Nick, I hope this is okay that we're playing this. All right, I think we're going to get some lyrics and some vocals. Oh no, wait, this is a funky musical interlude. I'll skip it here, Dave, so we can hear some singing.
Oh, yeah.
I have a long habit of a love of music.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm so impressed by what you're doing with your life, Nick. I can actually say Nick's full name. May I?
Well, I didn't because he just signed it as Nick.
I mean, we've given enough details for everyone to Google this. Thank you, Nicholas Kaminsky.
You got it. You got in one. Thank you, Nick, for that fantastic correspondence.
He did the book. He did the music and he did the lyrics. And I'm assuming pronouns here, for Starborn, A Disco Odyssey.
Music and Lyrics is a Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore rom-com that I've not seen.
Okay, guy.
But I remember the trailer.
Alan gave us $200.
All right, let's hear a little bit from Alan.
Fuck. Hey, Guy Godot and Tim Possible. Alan did not say fuck, I said fuck, because it's a crazy amount of money.
Guy Godot is really good.
And Tim Possible.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had that before. That's good. Alan's on the money. I've been meaning to pay the boys for a while, and I'm finally doing it. The podcast is great, and I've been especially grateful for your humor and camaraderie this year. Do you know, I'm hitting pause. I reckon comrade is how I should introduce audiences at comedy shows now.
Yeah.
Because for literally like years, like 2 years now, I've been trying to think of what an alternative is to ladies and gentlemen. And I think comrades is good.
Comrades is great. What do I say? I don't think I address them. I go, hey.
I've gone with folks, but it's too like American presidential. It's too Obama-esque.
Folks.
Comrades is good though.
Comrades is on the money for you.
Recognizes that we are in a war. There are lots of great podcasts. Though, this isn't just about how much I enjoy the show. One of the things I admire in you, and I don't hear much about popular media, is your vulnerability around learning. I remember an episode where one of you was trying to work a new word into your vocabulary. Sorry, I don't remember which one because it was so long ago. It struck me that your transparency around an area where you were trying to improve was incredibly refreshing. Going to hit pause again. I get a lot of shit on the subreddit for, I can't even remember what word it is. Oh, I fuck up the use of inextricably a lot.
Oh, yeah, you like to fuck around between inextricably and inexplicably.
Yeah. Marry the two.
Yeah.
Have a child word that doesn't exist in English.
Inextricably means bound together.
Mm. And like an inability to kind of tear them apart, right?
Yeah.
Like they are forever
inexplicably
bound.
Means unexplainable. And inexplicably, you inextricably have these words tied to one another.
Mm. They sound similar, so that's probably the reason.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It inspired me to be more open about things I'm still working on and more forgiving with myself for not getting things right the first time. Over the months and years since then, it's helped me be more confident in myself and to engage more with things I'm practicing. I know it sounds silly. It doesn't actually.
Sounds fucking ridiculous.
No, it sounds awesome. But I grew up being pretty self-critical. So that kind of shift had a huge impact on my life and happiness. So thanks. And thanks for the emergency season this year. I'm in the US where too many of us are stubborn and refuse to listen and learn from the example places like New Zealand set. So it was a very welcome respite. You don't need to read this on the friend zone. Whoops. Or acknowledge it at all. I consider it payment for services already rendered. Here's to health and happiness in the new year, which indicates sort of roughly when this was sent. Oh, man, it was sent last year at the start of December. God damn it, Alan.
Thank you.
There is, first of all, a tremendous amount of money, for which I'm grateful. But yeah. but let's park that to one side. That's so fucking cool.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
The impact that we had on Alan's
I was gonna
approach
say, thank
to
you,
things.
And you're welcome.
Oh, God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Dear Frosty Fellas, ahoy from across the ditch.
Ahoy, hoy.
Just a note to thank you for your virtual company over the past few years. I've been an avid listener since stumbling across the dulcet tones of Guy Montgomery on various Australian podcasts. Since then, your extensive back catalogue has kept me sane and entertained as I've bumbled my way through my early 20s. My appreciation for the work you good boys do has reached new heights over the past 12 months as your increasingly wacky undertakings got me through an otherwise pretty tough year. After arriving back in Australia from overseas as a walking biohazard in March 2020, I fondly remember tuning into the first episode of Happening through a fog of jet lag and giggling like a child for some reason at Guy's offhand remark that 25 minutes is a hearty wank during the wank review. It said into my brain.
I forgot about the wank review.
The wank review was a good segment. That was Eli Mathewson of the Male Gaze. That was really good. Also hoping to see the
just reviewing your wanks. It's
yeah.
Who's doing that?
It's honest.
It's fucking good.
Also hoping to see them on Spelling Bees back at some point. I'd also like to shout out Tim's fantastic pod, How to Save the World. It's always a worthwhile listen and inspired me to start a veggie patch in lockdown, which was a lifesaver for my mental well-being. These days, there's nothing I love more than pottering around the garden while listening to a couple of strapping young lads from NZ wax lyrical about softcore porn and the inevitable demise of Jeff Bezos. While I'm quite disappointed that we won't be graced with your presence at the Melbourne Comedy Festival this year, I'm making up for it by seeing many friends of the pod, including Michael Hing, Dan Rath, Mel Bracewell, and Sloss.
Fuck yes to all of that.
That's right. Monty's 2019 show was my highlight of that year's festival, and I can't wait to catch a live pod someday in the not-too-distant future. Love your work, lads. Thank you for all that you do. If you happen to read this on the Friend Zone, please say my name, Hamish. Hamish. I just wrote the word Hamish and sent it back to Hamish. Doubling
that's,
down.
That's where Guy's at.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Hamish. So glad to hear, like, you know, fuck. I just love someone who's invested in comedy and comedians and who's actually going to hear someone on a podcast because, you know, it's a huge part of the way that the gig economy works for us where you don't actually, you know, like, unless someone expressly tells you how they found out to come along, you know, until you reach a level of ubiquity where it's assumed that people might know to come and watch your show, it's so satisfying to know that something as simple as appearing on a podcast and having a good time with a friend can lead to that direct relationship between...
Anything is Kim Possible.
That's right. And also, I'm Wonder Woman, 1984.
Very good, very good.
Thanks, Tim. I do improv.
It
can
shows.
You tell?
And it shows.
Yeah.
How to Save the World is my sustainability podcast.
That's right. Maybe you should do one on burnout while your wife is out of town.
Do one on burnout? What do you mean?
Or making sure that you maintain a sustainable lifestyle in the absence of your life partner.
No. Listen, it's not about a sustainable, like... work-life balance. I'm certainly never going to tackle that topic. It's about how we keep the planet rolling on.
Keep on moving on. Well, I think
I've got a zucchini plant. I don't know if I've mentioned it on this podcast. I don't think
you
I
certainly
have.
Mentioned it to me so many as soon times. As I came to your house,
dude. So I grew a veggie patch as well. Sort of through advice that I got from Waveney, my co-host on How to Save the World, and it was cool. I grew lettuces, and then I took it all out after we got some lettuces, and I was like, I'm going to do a flower bed next.
Yeah,
help encourage the bees. We all got to look out for the bees.
Okay, yes, King.
And then,
Can I just say yes, King? Go off.
Thank you.
No worries.
And then, out of nowhere, as I was in the midst of preparing this flower bed, which I don't know what the fuck I was doing, I was just putting more and more compost on a certain spot.
Hey, I'm listening, King.
Out of nowhere, a zucchini plant sprouted.
Yes.
And then, like Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors. Overnight, took over the fucking joint.
It is insane.
The rate of growth is incredible.
Is a zucchini plant traditionally a weed?
I don't know. I have to assume
like
that's
when
the case.
You plant mint, and you're like, I'll just have a little bit of mint, and then mint says no.
Well, there's no such thing as a weed, Guy. There's just a plant in the wrong place. A gardener told me that.
I like that.
Yeah.
You want to burn through one more before
I don't.
Holy shit. Look at the restraint. Look at the control on this guy.
I think we've had quite enough, actually.
He said we're going to do 20. He said we're going to do 25 minutes.
Which means we've got a cool minute and a half to just fucking just calm
just
down.
Take it easy.
What life advice do you have for the people listening to The Friend Zone right now? If they can take one message away from Guy Alexander Halifax Montgomery, what's it going to be?
It's tough. That's tough. I'm trying to think of sincere life advice.
It doesn't have to be the best. It just has to be good.
Put your
You reckon sleep those with dogs are getting picked up on mic? A lot of dogs.
Maybe
around.
A little bit. I reckon my advice: don't bring your phone into bed.
Mm-hmm.
Go to sleep with yourself or yourself and your partner. Wake up by yourself. You don't need to let the world into that part of your life. Some places should be just for you.
Yeah, you need to build a Faraday cage around your bed and make sure that no radiation can come into the zone.
Thank you, Tim.
The bone zone, I call it.
Yeah.
So even if you do bring your phone in there, you lose cell signal, you cannot get Wi-Fi because you are contained within a lead unit.
And surrounded by the fruit of your prosperous archaeological dig that you masturbate to with your monstrous boner. It's called the Bone Zone for a reason, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Wait, I forgot we're supposed to plug our comedy shows.
Ah, fuck. Well, this fucks everything.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does. Everything's gone to shit.
No, listen, we're still here. Guy and I have got solo shows coming up. If you're in New Zealand, you simply got to come.
And if you're out of New Zealand...
Well, Auckland or Wellington specifically.
If you're out of New Zealand... Stop listening to this.
No, there's something for them too.
Oh,
come on, man.
All right, fine.
Jesus Christ.
Fine. It's your fucking life. Keep listening. I don't give two shits.
Classy Warfare is the name of my show, and it starts in Wellington on May the 4th and goes to a Saturday the 8th, and then it's in Auckland from May the 11th to May the 15th. There's ticket links in this show description.
And my solo show is called Guy Montgomery by Name, Guy Montgomery by Nature. It's happening in Wellington from Tuesday, May 11th till Saturday, May 15th, and in Auckland on May 21st and May 22nd.
Then, on May 20th,
that's right.
For the first time ever, the lads are determining who is the best host of all time. It is a worst idea live event happening in the biggest venue in the comedy festival. It's going to be huge. We've got a lot of exciting things planned.
That's right.
And it's going to be streamed live. If I have got the... I am in the fucking grips of figuring out the live streaming aspect of it. So have a look in the episode description because I might have a link to the event if I've got it up yet. But chances are I might not just yet, but I will soon. As soon as I get it up, make sure you're following... TWIOAT pod if you're on Twitter.
TWIOAT pod.
Or Facebook.com/worst idea of all time. Or it'll be on our website, www.worstideaofalltime.com. There will be a link so you can watch the live event when it happens, because this thing is going to be fucking good.
It's going to be really good. We have something called eyes that are bigger than our stomachs.
Yes.
Both with venue capacity and ambition for the show. So come and be a part of people ordering too much food.
We have blown past the 25 minutes. So, you know.
As you were.
You're welcome or apologies. Have a great
day. Yeah, get back in that bone zone. Welcome to the friend zone. In the friend zone, you're always home. In the friend zone, you're not alone. Anytime with Tim and Guy. One more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.